Meet the surgeon who had to operate on himself. Today's story may make you faint. It's 1961, and 27-year-old surgeon Leonid Rogozov is in the Antarctic. He and the rest of a Russian expedition team are cut off from the world. However, Rogozov is feeling very sick. His stomach is hurting like the devil, and he knows this is being caused by appendicitis. If his appendix bursts, the chances of death are high. However, Rogozov is the only surgeon on the team. Despite the danger, he decides he must operate to remove his appendix himself. Rogozov starts the surgery and cuts into his abdomen. Others in the room soon turn whiter than ghosts. Rogozov tries to use a mirror to help, but gives up after finding the reverse image confusing. Instead, he feels his way around his organs. He feels dizzy, so he must keep taking breaks to stop himself from fainting. Finally, he finds the appendix, which looks ready to burst. He removes it and stitches himself back up. The surgery was successful. Once Rogozov returns to Russia, he is welcomed as a Soviet hero.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And oh my gosh, this article today is like,
I think kind of scary.
It's going to make me kind of like, you know, shiver at the knees because...
Spoil alert.
I know.
A lot of blood scenes. No,
oh
just kidding.
Oh my gosh, gross. Okay, but the article for today is we're going to meet the surgeon who had to operate on himself. Okay. You know, honestly, like, I'm not a really big fan on surgery, needles, anything like...
Really? I love watching, like, ER, you know, like, I love watching those, like... documentary on this.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
No, that's totally not for me. I'm so sorry. I'm very, very like weak when it comes to this. So yeah, like the article says, it says today's story may make you faint. Okay. What does faint mean? Faint is a verb and it means that you become unconscious and you can't, or like you aren't thinking and nothing is going on in your head. You're basically like knocked out and like sleeping. Okay. And this happens because there's not enough blood that goes into your brain. What causes people to faint? Sometimes it could be from like overheating, a lot of heat. So that's why in the summer people are like, be careful, drink water, you know, stay away from the sun because you could maybe faint. Or maybe you hear something so shocking that it causes you to faint. I got you. For example, we can say James fainted from spending too much time in the hot desert without water or sun protection. I'm sure he wasn't there on purpose, but yeah.
Okay, 今天的课文大家准备好了，可能会让你一边听一边感到晕眩。一开始就已经有给你通知哦，就是 warning 哦。Faint， 我们刚刚一直有提到，就是有昏倒的意思，它是个动词。For example, she felt so weak that she nearly fainted when she saw the blood. 这是在讲你吧
？I think it's about me.
Okay， 所以有的人看到血真的就会昏倒。
Yeah, like on TV when I know it's fake, I'm kind of okay. But I think in real life, I'll be like, oh my god, and then I faint, and then I need to go to the hospital.
Too.
I know. Okay.
Chicken.
I am. And the article says, okay, who fainted? It's or what this story is about. It's 1961 and 27-year-old surgeon Leonid Rogozov, I think it's a Russian name, it's kind of hard, is in the Antarctic. Now, a surgeon is a doctor that specializes in surgery. So they are the doctors that, you know, cut you open, and they're the ones that perform life-saving surgeries. Yes.
Okay, 我们课文有提到，就是时间是在很久以前，是1961年。那当时有一个27岁的外科医生哦，他的名字有点难念，就是 Leonid Rogozov， 我们可能念错了。他是身处在南极洲，其中提到的 surgeon 就是外科医生，还有 the Antarctic 就是南极洲啦。
That's super cool, okay. Why is that? It says he and the rest of a Russian expedition team are cut off from the world. I told you he's Russian. Okay.
There you go.
That's why the name is kind of hard to pronounce. So they were on an expedition. And expedition is like an adventure, but with a mission or a goal. So maybe it was their goal to find something, to discover something, or maybe to learn about animals. So whatever it is, that's called an expedition. Okay, so let's take a look at the phrase, when you cut somebody or something off from something. It means you are disconnected. You don't have access to something. In the article, it means to cause someone or something to be separate or alone from something else. So you really are just alone in the world with no one around you.
其实刚刚句子当中有一个蛮难的字哦，就是 expedition， 我想要来解释一下，就是有考察，其他有探险的意思哦，它是个名词。而刚刚 Tiffany 有解释到 cut somebody or something off from something else， 就是使什么隔绝什么什么。举例来说 ，the heavy snowstorm cut off the small town from the rest of the world for several days。所以课文是提到说呢，刚刚我们提到那个外科医生，他跟其他的俄罗斯考察队的成员被隔绝在这个世界的极端地区哦。那其实我们提到的 Russian 这个形容词就是俄罗斯人或是俄罗斯的，那 Russia 则是指俄罗斯，所以不要搞混咯。
嗯哼。Okay, so let's see what happened. It says, however, Rogozov is feeling very sick. His stomach is hurting like the devil. And he knows this is being caused by appendicitis.
the devil.
Yeah. Okay, what is appendicitis? Hopefully none of you guys get this. It's when your appendix becomes swollen or sick. And the appendix is somewhere on the right side of your stomach. I think it's where the intestines, or it's like the end of the intestines or something. So it's kind of hidden behind here. So if you feel like a sharp pain here, it's maybe your appendix.
Okay, 然而呢，他感到非常的不舒服，因为他的胃呢，简直是痛死了。那他知道这是由他的阑尾炎引起的哦。Appendicitis 就是阑尾炎。那我们刚刚有提到说他很痛很痛哦，他用了 like the devil. That just means very, very much. 不是真的指他像恶魔。
It just means it hurts so bad, okay?
对。
Did you have to get your appendix removed? Like what happened?
Yeah. You have to, or you will burst.
All right.
Like what? This is going to happen.
I know. The article says, if his appendix bursts, the chances of death are high. Okay, wow, that is a really, really bad thing to have if you're on an expedition. When something bursts, it's a verb and it means that it breaks or it pops open. So you could think about like having a pimple, like a jumbo pimple.
Volcano.
Like a volcano, it's going to erupt. If you have a large pimple and you squeeze it, all the nasty stuff pops out or it bursts out.
Ew,
gross. Okay, so for example, we can say, my pants are about to burst open after eating so much at the buffet.
Oopsies. It's all you can eat, that's why. Okay, burst 其实就是有屎爆裂的意思，它是个动词，它动词三态超简单，一样的 burst, 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 所以你不用背了。Okay, for example, 我想到是另外一个东西会破 balloons.、Mm. Wow. The balloon burst when it touched a sharp object, 可能一个针砰气球就爆了。所以课文是说，如果它的这个阑尾爆裂的话呢，死亡的机会会很高哦。
Oh my gosh.
Appendix， 刚刚我们学到是盲肠炎或是阑尾炎。Appendix 这个名词就是阑尾。那刚刚有提到 the chance of， 这个 chance 在这里指的是可能性或是几率。那常常我们会用这样的搭配词，就是 the chance of something is high or low， 就是某件事情的几率很高或是很低哦。
嗯 ，Okay， so let's see. And the article says, however, Rogozov is the only surgeon on the team. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Faint. No wonder. And I wonder how he's going to treat himself because, like you said, if you don't treat it, you'll die, right?
Yeah, you'll die. 然而呢，他是考察队当中唯一一个外科医生，那怎么办呢？接下来你们会吓到不敢相信。
I know. It says, despite the danger, he decides he must operate to remove his appendix himself. Ew, gross. Okay, so
faint.
Despite means but or although, okay? And he decides he needs to operate on himself. When you operate in a verb here, it's a verb here, and it's used in medical terms. It means to cut open the body in order to maybe remove or fix the part that is damaged. That's so gross. I can't even, I'm sorry to like weak knees thinking about this. For example, we can say the doctor had to operate quickly on the patient or else they'll lose too much blood. So if you want to be a surgeon, you have to also have steady hands and be very skilled.
You have to be very calm, not like Tiffany, who's going to faint when you see blood.
The worst surgeon ever.
I know. Despite, 这个介系词就是尽管即使什么什么。Operate 在本课是有动手术的意思哦，它是一个动词。举例来说， The skilled surgeon will operate on the patient's heart tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.Okay, we also saw the word remove here. Remove is a verb and it means to take something away or to get rid of something that is not nice or maybe it's dirty. So like, for example, you remove trash and put it into the bin, the garbage bin. Or for example, if it's talking about part of the body, you can remove maybe a bad kidney, a kidney that's not working well. So it doesn't affect the way your body performs in the future. For example,we can say Jackie ate ice cream after getting his tonsils removed. Okay, now tonsils are in the back of your mouth and it's in your throat and its job is to keep out infection. So if these go bad, you need to remove it or else something might happen to you.
And we also saw the word remove. 这个动词就是去除、移除的意思。像是呢，哎，有些人在家里很保持干净啊，所以进去他家里之前都要脱鞋子。Please remove your shoes before entering the house.所以课文提到说，尽管危险重重，哇哦，他好勇敢哦，他决定要自行进行手术切除自己的阑尾。我真的没有听过这么可怕的故事。
I know, he's so brave. I don't think, even like cutting myself, I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
他可能不能麻醉, right?
I know, because he has to like stay, you know, clear-minded.
Calm,
Okay, well, let's see how he does it. It says, Rogozov starts the surgery and cuts into his abdomen. Ew, so abdomen is your stomach. Yeah.
所以他开始了手术，他切开自己的 abdomen 是哪里呢？就是腹部。那这里我们有提到 surgery， 之前有提到就是外科的手术，是个名词哦。
Mm-hmm. And next it says, others in the room soon turn whiter than ghosts. I think that's me. I think I'll faint, actually. I'm like, oh. I don't think they've ever seen anything like this before.
这个有点搞笑。他说房间里其他的人很快脸色就是变得比鬼更白，因为他们真的觉得很可怕。那这里的 turn 是连缀动词，就是变得如何如何。那后面我们都要接形容词。那刚刚有提到的形容词接的是 white， 这里是表示脸色很苍白这样的意思。
Here it says, Rogozov tries to use a mirror to help, but gives up finding the reverse image so confusing. So reverse means to go backwards or go in the opposite direction. And I kind of laugh. It's not really...You know, on purpose, it reminds me of, you remember Mean Girls in the scene where Karen was like, the mirror, she was putting the K, and then afterwards it's backwards. So yeah, I think that's kind of the problem when he tried to operate on himself with the mirror.
Okay, I remember that scene, yeah. It's so funny. 所以他试图使用镜子来帮助自己，但是他很快就发现镜子颠倒的影像非常令人困惑，因为就是左右会相反，因此他放弃这个方法。Reverse， 但就是颠倒的、相反的，它是一个形容词。不过这里我们先要停一下哦，因为接下来我要解释 language in focus。今天 language in focus 要看到就是从属连接词 after 或者是 before 引导的副词子句与主要子句的主词一样的时候呢，可以省略副词子句的主词，并且将该子句的动词改为现在分词。那如果它是 be 动词，可以直接省略哦。那我们来看一下课文，刚刚有提到 Rogozov tries to use a mirror to help but gives up.After he finds the reverse image confusing. 那这里呢，副词子句呢，跟主要子句的主词都是 Rogozov, 同样一个人。所以我们可以就把 after 引导的子句当中的 he 省略， 然后把 finds 改为现在分词变成 finding。 所以我们来看一下整句变成这样， Rogozov tries to use a mirror to help but gives up after finding the reverse image confusing。另外呢 after 跟 before 也可以放在就是句首，比方像是接下来这些句子， Before going to bed I always brush my teeth。 这里我们发现它其实的原句可能是 Before I go to bed I always brush my teeth， 所以我们把 I 给省掉，把 go 加 ing， 就是在上床睡觉之前我总是刷牙。再举另外一个例子，After finishing her work, Jane likes to take a walk. 这个原句可能是长得像这样， After she finishes her work, Jane likes to take a walk. 所以把 she 拿掉，因为都是同样一个人，然后 finish 变成 ing， 意思就是她完成工作后， Jane 喜欢散步。
All right, so I don't think the mirror thing's gonna help for surgery.
No.
So the article says instead he feels his way around his organs. Ew, can you imagine?
You have to be more experienced,
though. I know. Hey, I just want to like faint after hearing this. Because organs, they're a noun, and they're the body parts inside of us that help us function, like our heart, our stomach, our lungs, our intestines, our eyes. And also, FYI, the skin is also a really big organ as well. But yeah, he had to like reach in and go squish around and see what's going on, finding the appendix. Oh my god.
Gross. It's like biology class.
I know, but worse, it's on yourself.
We have to dissect a cow's brain.
Oh my god.
I loved it, actually.
Oh my god, gross. All right, but I'm going to use an example sentence for you guys for the word organ. Edwin wants to donate his organs for medical research after his death, okay? Mm. I know, it's very sweet. We also saw feel one's way, and it just means to move forward carefully by using one's hands to feel anything in the way. Here it's regarding like, you know, inside of his organs, inside of his body.
Yuck. That's right. Feel one's way 在本课有着某人可能因为看不见而又要用手去摸索，因为他刚刚觉得镜子是行不通的哦。那我们要怎么用呢？ In the pitch dark cave, he had to feel his way to find the exit. Whoa, 那刚刚有提到 organ 是什么呢？就是器官啦。 Okay, for example, the human body has many vital organs, such as the heart and lungs, like what you mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
所以课文是说，取而代之呢，他就要用手去摸索、感受自己的器官来做这个手术。
Oh my god. Okay, next in the article says he feels dizzy, so he must keep taking breaks to stop himself from fainting. Oh my god, can you imagine? When you're dizzy, it's an adjective and it means like you're feeling really lightheaded, like your head is spinning around. Maybe you're not too sure what's going on, what you're seeing. So yeah, you can imagine yourself going on like the teacup ride at Disney. Like, you know, you go around in circles and circles. So once you stop and you get off, your head is spinning like crazy. So that's what dizzy means. For example, we can say the roller coaster's sudden drops and sharp turns make Ken super dizzy.
Did he puke?
I hope not. That's kind of gross. Puke on everybody.
I know. So dizzy. 你们有这样的经验吗？应该通常会不舒服的时候就会头晕，晕眩的。它是一个形容词。Or after spinning around in circles, she felt dizzy and had to sit down. Sounds like a little puppy as well.
I know.
Yeah, 她感到头晕，所以呢，这个课文就说她必须要不断的休息，以防止自己昏倒。Tiffany, I don't think you can operate the surgery by yourself.
Oh, no way, no way, that's why.
Even if you were a surgeon, I don't think you can do it.
No, that's why I never went into the medical field, because not for me.
No.
Okay, the article says, finally he finds the appendix, which looks ready to burst.
Yuck.
So I can imagine, like,
Yuck.
You can feel it. He removes it and stitches himself back up. Oh, that's really amazing, too. When you stitch something up, it means, like, you know, after you cut, especially in medical terms, when you cut the body open, you need to sew the parts up again so it can heal, because he's not gonna, you know, in the future have, like, an open stomach like that. So he needs to kind of stitch it up, like, sew it back up.
Stitch. something or somebody up, 就是将什么缝合。For example, the doctor had to stitch up the patient's wound after the accident. 好，那所以课文是说最后他找到了即将要破裂的这个阑尾，然后他就让他切除，然后就缝合伤口。会不会太 professional?
I know, right? So the article says the surgery was successful. Whoa. Once Rogozov returns to Russia, he is welcomed as a Soviet hero. Okay, yeah, he deserves all of that.
真的超强耶。
I know.
所以手术成功完成，而 Rogozov 他就回这个俄罗斯后成为苏联的英雄，被大家欢迎哦。Once, 这里是连接词，就是一怎么样就如何。那 Soviet 就是简称就是苏联的这样的意思啦。
Yeah, that was Russia back then.
Yes.
All right. Oh my gosh, I'm so kind of glad that this is over. I felt very dizzy a while ago thinking about the... Okay, so anyways, enough about the article. I think we're done for that. I'm feeling very lightheaded. So let's go into our For You chat. What's the sickest you've ever felt? Talk about it.
I think I know yours.
I know.
Is it COVID?
Yeah, the sickest I ever felt was when I had COVID. Like, the coughing nonstop was so crazy, and I also just couldn't wake up or move sometimes, and I just never felt so weak in my life. So, yeah, I think...COVID really was one of those things where it's like, oh, everyone thought that, oh, not that serious. But when you get it, you're like, okay, just kidding. It's pretty bad. What about you?
The sickest I've ever felt was when I had chickenpox when I was a little kid.
Okay.
I had itchy sores all over my face, body, but I couldn't scratch them to avoid scars because I was concerned about my looks. 爱漂亮. It was a tough experience for a young person who was very conscious of their looks and appearance.
I know. Luckily, I never had the chicken pox. But
yeah, I think
it's...
You can get, like, the vaccine for that, right?
I think it's scarier if you get it as an adult, but let's hopefully nothing... None of us get sick.
I heard, like, it can be fatal.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hopefully, none of us get sick.
No.
Knock on wood. Okay, fingers crossed. We don't need to get surgery. But, yes, hopefully...
And stitch it by yourself.
Oh, my gosh. But we hope you guys enjoyed the article. If you like, you know...things about like medical school and surgery, this is a great article for you. But I think I need to sit down. I think I'm feeling a little bit faint and dizzy. But anyways, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Vocabulary review. Faint. Tim is afraid of spiders, so when he saw a big one, he fainted and fell on the floor.Burst. The old water pipe burst because of high pressure and caused the water to cover the street. Operate. The medical team quickly gathered and prepared to operate as soon as the ambulance arrived. Remove. Please remove all your food and drinks from the fridge so we can clean it. Organ.Drinking too much beer can hurt your liver, which is a very important organ in your body. Dizzy. Jenna is seriously sick. She feels weak and dizzy every time she stands up.
智慧小补帖
Surgeon. Expedition. Appendicitis.Despite. Abdomen. Reverse.